Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with Morgan Bantley, Knowledge Management Coordinator at the Department of Veterans Affairs, and Miriam Browning, Principal Director for Enterprise Integration in the Office of the Army CIO. Well, how will knowledge management help the government with the impending retirement wave?
Knowledge management can be used to capture both the explicit and the tacit information of the workforce so that new workers coming in can shorten their learning curve. We have actually done this in the Army through the development of a template that we have used both within the Pentagon and at some of our field organizations to do that, where you can capture lessons learned, how to get to documented sources, who are the subject matter experts, where is some how to define a certain process, where archival material is. And actually, in one of our case studies, we found that we really reduced the learning curve of a typical staff officer in this office in the Pentagon from about 6 months to about two months. So that was very helpful. I think, though, the larger construct of knowledge management as part of transformation, not only in the Army but within government, will also be, from a long-range perspective, I think, the better legacy of knowledge management. It will make the government a more attractive place to work, being more high-tech, being more close to how business is conducted in the private sector. So I think it's that long-range aspect of knowledge management that will prove beneficial over the years.
I agree. I think it's you can see it in our organization in terms of relatively long-term effects, in terms of getting all the portions of the VA more unified and consistent in access to information that they have, and then also government agencies as well, so that we become more of one network, and the work of all the employees becomes much more efficient and in accessing, you know, the information that they need, because they're sharing information rather than duplicating efforts and recreating the same kind of information in different places.
It's very much an expectation issue. If young folks know in their private lives that they can access all kinds of things on the internet, if people know they can do that in a private sector job, the expectation is that that should be the same in the government. So I think knowledge management helps move the government toward that direction, which is good.
What advice would you give a person contemplating a career who's perhaps thought about public service and maybe even is interested in knowledge management? What advice would you give such a person?
My general advice is that I think it's beneficial to have a perspective from a variety of topic areas or subject areas, because you can bring experiences in seemingly unrelated areas. You can bring those to other areas in more innovative ways, and I think that's a key way to create more innovation, is to recognize similarities between what normally people would think of as very different areas of concern. And obviously computer literacy, which I think is something that more people are getting involved with the technology that's being developed. And I think communication skills is another key area, and working with people.
The best reason to go into government, of course, is because of the challenging work. There are jobs in the government that are absolutely unique and nowhere else in the world. So it's that challenging work and the ability to contribute to the nation. And I think people who have that first and foremost in their minds will be the ones that really should go into government. Clearly, also, the government is also good in terms of relative job security and benefits. So I think that's an aspect that should be emphasized. If someone wants to make a lot of money, I recommend that they do not go into the government. That's a personal decision. There are all kinds of people out there, and certainly this nation holds employment opportunities for many. I would also suggest that people interested in the government pursue some of the higher level skill sets, such as business skills and leadership skills, because in the information technology area, over the years, more and more of the technical skills will be outsourced. We have seen that trend in the Defense Department for decades. That will continue, so that we will need people in the government who are generally very highly educated, who understand the business, the organization, and the leadership skills, so that they can manage contractors, manage large horizontal projects, not only within their agency, but, as Morgan has mentioned, across agencies. So we're looking at some really, really high-level skill sets and some absolutely fascinating work.
How do you think knowledge management will evolve in the next 10 years at each of your organization? What's your vision for the future of knowledge management?
I think a lot of knowledge management tools and processes that we have right now will become embedded in normal business processes, very similar to business process reengineering. You know, in any process reengineering endeavor, you can include knowledge management components such as lessons learned or best practices, access to subject matter experts, knowledge templates, common archives, etc. So I think that will become part of how we build applications, how we do business. I think that it will become commonplace. Let me add one more item, too. I think some of the cutting-edge areas in knowledge management will be in the use of intelligent agents. We see them already on the Internet, agents that help us make decisions, agents that are embedded into how we select things and how we buy things on the Internet. But you can weave those into how we perform processes and how to reduce the cycle times. I also think that you will probably see a blossoming of some of the newer management concepts in the federal government. More self-service applications, you know, people can do more things online. There is still a gap between government and the private sector in terms of simple things like access to your benefits, filing travel vouchers. It varies by organization, but in the private sector, more and more of these things are absolutely automated. I think you'll see more virtual teaming, more knowledge repositories, more knowledge portals. So there really will be a blossoming of a knowledge generation, not only in the government but in the private sector.
Do you think our concern for privacy will impede knowledge management? It seems as though we're always walking a fine line between having a lot of information to do the things you just described, but yet not wanting to have a lot of information out there.
I think the desire for the access to information actually is going to drive knowledge management more than impede it. And I think that it will help others focus on defining how they can provide, you know, what the limitations will be to providing certain information, allowing certain information to go to people that need it, and keeping certainly private information private and only available to those who should have access to that information.
And how are the economics of knowledge management working out? Often the benefits are long-term and the costs are immediate, and that sometimes limits people's desire to go forward with things. How are the economics being worked?
That's a classic technology problem, and I think one of the best things to do is what both veterans and Army have done, and that is to start small and demonstrate with pilots. In other words, you need to put in a strategic long-term program, but as you're doing that, you must have some very short-term pilot projects that can produce results and that can gain organizational commitment to continue. So that's typically how you go about instituting a change using information technology.
I think a key part of that is identifying the communities and the goals that you're trying to accomplish through knowledge management. I think some things can be much more easily and directly measured. And I know that in some corporations, for example, some have set a limit to actually working on a knowledge management project. They won't work on one unless they can expect to receive a profit within 6 months from that initiative. And I'm familiar with cases where that's occurred, and they've been able to demonstrate that profit through measurable, through measurements. I think within our initiative, that it's going to require more of a long-term effort to see true benefits, because a lot of this is through organizational change, and we need to develop this and establish this more strategically across the entire organization. So to see larger benefits, it's going to take a longer time before that's actually realized. I think in terms of trying to achieve the executive sponsorship to establish or continue to provide initiatives that use knowledge management, I think, as Ms. Browning was saying, that you just need to identify ways in which you can accomplish that quickly, and then be able to verify that so you can demonstrate value and continue to go forward with those initiatives.
Well, this is a good stopping point. Miriam and Morgan, I want to thank you very much for joining us this morning. This has been a great conversation.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you for inviting me.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Morgan Bantley, Knowledge Management Coordinator of the Department of Veterans Affairs, and Miriam Browning, Principal Director for Enterprise Integration in the Office of the Army CIO. To learn more about the programs and research, visit us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. And at this website, you can also get a transcript of today's fascinating conversation. See you next week.
Today's show is the first of a two-part series on knowledge management. Tune into next week's Business of Government Hour when we discuss the benefits and challenges of knowledge management with June Huber, the Chief Knowledge Officer of the General Services Administration.